You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
Well, we're going to continue on the series of contrast, and we're talking about how that Jesus lived this life that he had a very different lifestyle than everybody else. And so when he came to the world, he came as light in darkness. He came to bring the light into the dark places. And so we're continuing to talk about how this works and how God has sent us to contrast with our lifestyle to be the light in the middle of dark situations. And that's all right, because God wants us to be the light of the world. How many believe that? Amen. So we're talking about contrast. But before I get started, about 3 weeks ago, Esperanza started working on me and she said, "Daddy, I want to preach with you." And, she said, I was waiting to see if it was like a real thing, because, you know, how many of you have kids, you know, sometimes it can just be a thing. But I wanted to see if it was a real thing. So I waited, and 2 weeks went by, 3 weeks went by. She said, "Daddy, when are we going to have a chance to preach together?" So I want to welcome Esperanza up here, and she's going to preach with me today. And Esperanza is a preaching machine. I don't know if you know that, but she is a preaching machine. She, a lot of times, we'll be in church all day. We'll come home. We think we're going to rest. She'll say, "No, it's time to come into the living room. We're about to have church." So they get around and they start hitting some notes on some instruments. It's not always the right notes, but they're singing and they're playing. They're praising the Lord. And then Esperanza will bring a word. And she has all kinds of illustrations. She's like a granddad like that. She's got all kinds of illustrations. But today we're talking about Daniel. If you will, turn with us in the Bible to Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6, and we're going to look at the contrast that Daniel had in his life. Because there were some things in his life that were very different from all of his peers. And we can learn from Daniel. This isn't just a story that's from thousands of years ago. This is a story that applies to us today. He was a man of standard, a man of integrity, in the middle of an empire that was pagan. They were serving all kinds of different gods. They were into all different kind of things that were way different from the faith that God had revealed to the people of Israel. But Daniel stayed true in that. So let's start with Daniel 6.
"It pleased Darius to appoint 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom, with 3 administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel. The satraps were made accountable to them so that the king might not suffer loss. Now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom."
All right. She's also a good reader. We have Daniel. This is Daniel. This may look like Captain America, but it's actually Daniel. This is Daniel. He's a man of integrity. Now, this is the king. This is King Darius. I know he may look like Aquaman, but it's King Darius. Now, what do we see so far in this scripture, Esperanza?
That King Darius, he put 120 satraps and he picked Daniel, and he wanted Daniel to rule over the whole kingdom.
Amen. So what we see in the life of Daniel is that because he had he was living a different lifestyle, he had contrast. He was living by the word of God, and he had the Spirit of God inside of him. And so what was happening was, God elevated Daniel to a position. And what I want to tell you today is, God when you live a contrasted lifestyle, when you're living different than the world, God is going to elevate you and God is going to promote you and God is going to bless you. But it's not going to happen if you're living like the world and you're acting like the world and you're talking like the world and you look just like the world. The problem was, the difference was Daniel had distinguished himself and he was different. He was different from all the other government officials. All the other different government officials were doing this thing. They're climbing the ladder. They're being dishonest. But Daniel was different. There was something about him. And everybody that came in contact with Daniel knew something was different. And that's what I'm telling you. A lot of times we focus on the opposition that we get as Christians. But can I tell you, there's also elevation and promotion. And when you follow the things of God and you follow what Christ tells us to do and you set yourself apart and you live the way that Christ exampled, his example was, what God wants to do is elevate you and promote you. Let's continue.
At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt or negligent. Finally, these men said, "We will never find any basis for charges against this man Daniel unless it has something to do with the law of his God." Okay. We can't find any basis for charges against Daniel. I think it has something to do with this God. Yeah, it probably does.
I hope that when you are in the workplace and when you are among friends that it's difficult for them to find something wrong with you because you're a person of integrity. And you're a person of honesty and you're a person of fairness. They were having difficulty undermining Daniel. They were having trouble setting a trap for Daniel because he was a man of integrity. You see, that light that he had inside of him, the light that God gave him, the light that he was following after, it was difficult for them to find something wrong with him because he was fair. He was just. He was honest. He wasn't negligent in his duties. So it was difficult. They said the only way that we could find something that we could pin on him, the only dirt we could dig up on Daniel is a technicality based on religion. No, come on. If that doesn't sound like today, day and age, I don't know what does. This is a timeless truth that thousands of years ago they're dealing with. Can I tell you the strategy of the enemy are the same? They're the same. They're old strategies. And he just keeps on recycling the same stuff. We can see in the Word of God that he tried to use Daniel's religion against him. How many know in the culture of this world that the enemy tries to use your religion or your Christianity against you? Amen. Jesus said the spirit of the Antichrist is already at work among you. There are spirits in our culture that are anti-Christ. And there were spirits at work even at this time that were anti the true and living God. But you see, Daniel stayed true. He stayed true in his faith. Let's continue the story.
King Darius, you should put the law that says if in these 30 days anyone worships a man or a god and not you, they'll be thrown into the lion's den. Okay, that sounds good. Let me put it into writing.
Now, some people may be concerned because some of the lions look like dinosaurs. But we're not exactly sure what the lions looked like back then. One could have looked like a stegosaurus. One, a triceratops. Another, a smaller triceratops. It's green. Just as much as God will bring people into your life like the king that will give you position and they will notice your contrast and they will show you favor, the enemy will also send you adversaries. I think a lot of times in life, it's understanding there's two things that are going on. There's people that God brings into your path to give you promotion, and there's other people that will give you opposition. And so as soon as Daniel, almost as soon as he gets this new position, there's already opposition against him. How many know the devil doesn't want you in a position of authority? The devil doesn't want you to pursue and to overtake and recover all. The enemy doesn't want you to possess your promise. But just as soon as Daniel starts to possess his promise, the enemy tries to come and take his promise from him. How many know you got to fight for what God gives you? You got to stand tall in what God has given you. And so there's people in Daniel's life, and there's people in our life. There is a floating balloon that is not a part of the illustration. That was just an extra thing. We don't know where that came from. There's people in our lives that God sends to give us promotion. There's people that the enemy sends that will give opposition. Let's continue.
Okay, this law says that if I don't pray to King Darius for 30 days, and if I pray to any other man or god, I'll be thrown into the lion's den. Okay, let me start praying. Let me open the windows too. And also pray two more times today, later.
What I love that we see about Daniel's life is he lived his faith out loud. He didn't try to hide behind closed doors. He didn't try to hide what he was doing because there was opposition in the culture. Come on, I'm speaking to somebody today. Even when there's opposition in the culture, even when it's not popular, you can't change the contrast that God has called for us to live out. Amen? And so Daniel continues to live a life that is the light in the middle of a dark place. Even though there are things in the culture, there's things in the government, there's things in the society that are against him, he makes a decision. I'm not going to hide my faith. I'm going to keep the windows open. And I'm going to pray in the direction that God has given me to pray in. And I'm going to stay strong in my faith. And I'm going to keep praying three times a day. And I'm going to see God's hand at work in my life. That's what we have to have. We have to have great faith. Even when it seems like things are coming and it got us backed into a corner. These satraps, these officials thought they had backed Daniel into a corner. When he hears the decree, he goes home and prays anyways. And with the windows open. Just to show the devil, I'm not afraid of you. You need to go home and do something to show the devil, I'm not afraid of you. Sometimes we got to remind people around us, I'm not afraid of the devil. I'm not afraid to be who God called me to be. I'm not afraid to be the light of the world. I'm not afraid to have contrast in my life. Let's continue.
Oh, King Darius, we saw Daniel. He's not paying attention to the law. All he did was pray three times a day. And we saw him. You need to throw him into the lion's den. Okay, just go right now.
And so we know that this troubled Darius because Darius liked Daniel. God was working on Darius's heart. How many know that Darius would not have elevated Daniel unless God was working on Darius's heart? And so Darius is in his own process of faith. But you got to watch out who's speaking into your life. You see, the king let some people talk into his ear that he wasn't supposed to be listening to. Can I tell you that when you get into your position, you need to watch who's in your ear? Because the enemy is going to send some people that are going to give you the wrong advice. You see, King Darius had some advisors around him giving him the wrong advice. But if we look at the example of Daniel, he knew how to be in the world, but not of the world. He knew how to be around the darkness, but not become one with the darkness. You see, there's some people you're supposed to minister to, but you're not supposed to listen to. There's some people you need to talk to, but you're not supposed to listen to. And Daniel understood how to be in the world, but to turn the world system into what it needed to begin to shine light into worldly environments. God wants to give us positions of authority. God wants to give us promotion. God wants to give us blessing, but we have to be able to tune out the voices that are not saying the word of God, and to be able to keep people close to us that can speak the word of God into our ears. No, Daniel, on the other hand, he had some peers, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now you got to know who your circle is that you can listen to and who are in your life for you to just minister to. Let's continue.
Oh no, I got to find a way to turn this law around. Oh no, it's sundown now. Hey, administrators and satraps, come here. You can throw Daniel in the lion's den now.
He's just relaxing here in the middle of. So all night, King Darius is worried. All night, King Darius, he's not eating. He's worried about Daniel. And he tells Daniel, may your God, who you serve, deliver you. So first thing in the morning, King Darius gets up. What does he do?
Daniel, did your God save you? Yeah, my God saved me. Hey, satraps, administrators, come here. Get Daniel out of that lion's den right now. Okay. Okay, Daniel, help me throw these satraps and administrators in the lion's den.
Oftentimes, the enemy thinks he's got you cornered. We sing a great song here that says, even when they think that I'm surrounded by him. Even when my enemies surround me, I'm surrounded by him. And I just want to remind you today that as you take a stand for God, as you're living a life that's different than the world, as you have contrast in your life, it's all right. You're going to get opposition. Even when you get promotion, you're still going to get opposition. But if you stay strong in your faith, our God is a God that delivers us. Our God is a God that saves us. You see, Daniel had a resolution in his heart that no matter what happened, God would save him. He had the same mentality that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, his peers, had. That said, even if God doesn't save me, I'm not changing my faith. See, we have to have that type of thought process that, you know, even if you're threatening me with something, I'm not changing my faith, even if it's not popular at times. I'm not changing my faith because guess what? What's popular today is not popular tomorrow. And what's popular tomorrow will be different than the next day. But I'm standing on the word of God, and the word of God never changes. Yesterday, today, and forever, it's always going to be the same. So when I stand on the word of God, I know that God is going to always rescue me. God rescued Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God rescued Daniel. And God rescues us. One way or another, God always rescues. And so I'm very excited about this story. But Esperanza, what would you say is one of the most important parts of this story to you?
That Daniel had contrast in his life, and that he was a light to the darkness. And he wasn't listening to the people around him. He was just preaching to them.
Now, can you tell us what contrast? We've talked a lot about contrast, and we used the word a bunch of times. But what does that mean, to have contrast in your life as a Christian?
To be a light in the darkness.
Amen. Amen. You know, as we're telling this story, and I know we did it in a childlike way, but we're talking about a timeless truth that's in the Word of God. The fact that Daniel, in the midst of opposition, that Daniel, in the midst of a lot of people that were doing the wrong thing, he was able to stay strong in his faith. And the Persian Empire, full of idolatry, full of sinful practices, just a lot of people. God takes him to the top. God puts him in a place of honor. God gives him a position where he's in charge of everything, right underneath the king. That's what God wants to do for us. As we live for him, as we shine the light of Jesus, God wants to set us apart. God wants to distinguish his sons and daughters. So as we live lives of contrast, God wants to elevate us, and God wants it to become a witness. One of the parts of the story at the end that I love is that because of Daniel's faith, the king made a new decree. And he said, there is only one God. The God that Daniel has. That's the true God. And so because of the contrast in Daniel's life, listen, it was a witness to the king and it was a witness to the whole empire. Because of the contrast in Daniel's life, I want to challenge you, what can God do when you live a life that has contrast? Just like Jesus, just like Daniel, in the midst of many people that are doing things wrong, in the midst of other people that are not believers, can you stand up? Can you live a life of faith? Will you bow your heads and pray with me today? I'm going to let, since Esperanza is here, I'm going to let her pray first, and then I'll pray second.
Thank you, Lord, that you help us have contrast and be a light in the darkness and preach to those who need to be preached to, and that we'll have faith and bigger faith and overcome the challenges in life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we thank you today because we're reminded of the scripture where you say you can't enter the kingdom unless you have faith like a child. And God, we thank you, Lord, for Father continuing to remind us. We have to sometimes go back and make it simple. We have to sometimes just simplify the faith and say, God, I'm going to trust you. Even though it's difficult, it's not complicated. But it's difficult sometimes, but it's not complicated. I just need to get back to that place of faith like a child. And no matter what is going on around me, God, I want to make a new renewed commitment that I'm going to step out in faith. I'm going to live a life of faith. I'm going to be the light in darkness. I'm going to be the person that lives by your word and lives by your principles. And it's all right if some people aren't all right with that. I've decided to follow you. No turning back. And even when there's cultural pressures, even when there's political pressures, even when there's family pressures, pressures from friends, God, I'm not going to cave in because I've decided to make a stand for you. I've decided to be a person that has contrast in my life. Now I pray, God, that you stir up faith in each and every person today, God. Lord, I thank you that you give us the faith and give us the strength to be your witnesses. What a witness Daniel was. What a witness Daniel was to that nation, to that empire, to that king. God, let us be witnesses. When you left Jesus, you said, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave you with something. I'm going to leave you with the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, which is going to give you power, the power to become witnesses. So God, I thank you that you'd stir up in us in this season, God, that heart, that hunger, that zeal, that fire, that passion to be witnesses, bold in our faith. God, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. And I also want to pray for those, if you're in your heart today saying, Pastor, I just feel a little disconnected in my faith. I feel like somewhere along the way I'm not as close as I used to be. I'm not as close as I know I need to be to Jesus. And I just want to reconnect with him. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you. Amen. 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 This is the most important thing. This is the most important thing, whether we're saying yes to Jesus for the first time or we're saying yes to Jesus for the second or third time, whatever it is, to say yes to Jesus is the most important thing. If you slipped up your hand, say, I need to reconnect with Jesus. I want you to say this prayer with me. And everybody, you can say this prayer with us. Say, Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for being bold for me. Help me. Teach me to be bold for you. Thank you for dying on the cross, wiping away all my sins. And all I have to do is accept you, is to receive your free gift of salvation. I receive it today. Now teach me how to live out loud. Teach me how to live my faith in a bold way. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Let's give God the praise today.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.